the people that I was in the deli with for that period of time while the buildings were coming down, and the policeman who was under the police van with me, will always be with me. The response, first of all, I've been in touch with people. Like, I've gotten emails from the girlfriend of the policeman who's doubled over in the photo that I took, and she saw the photo and she sent me an email to tell me that he was fine. And that was an incredible feeling for me to know that he was okay. And other people who were in there with us have contacted me. I've talked to the policeman who was under the van with me, and just knowing that some people are safe is a huge relief. The first day, the picture of the bloody woman that was on the front page of the paper was a really hard one, because we got several phone calls from people thinking that they knew her and they didn't know where she was and who is she. And then I got a phone call from somebody claiming to be her parents, who had a lot of information about where she was and how she got injured, and that she's okay, but she's a private person and she doesn't want any attention from this. So I feel like she's probably okay too, and I think I'm most haunted by the pictures of the people that you see in between that were helping other people, and then they're gone and nobody knows what happened to them. But I just feel very fortunate that it seems that at least I know I can account for some of the people that I directly seem to come in contact with through this.